Okay, let's talk about today. We have shiur number 9, shiur test. Let's begin, Be'ezus Hashem.
First question.
Here we go. We want to try to clarify the last point from yesterday's discussion, which was really finishing off the Tosfos. And from there, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to move into a new discussion, a new topic, which is really something that has been lurking in the background of the sugya the entire time, and that is, how can we answer Shitas Rashi? Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi. He brings Rashi, he argues on him. We need to be miyashev Rashi. Rashi says his pshat in the Mishnah. There's a difficulty with it. We need to give an answer. So that's something which we need to get to. We've been pushing it off until we finish the Tosfos. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the Tosfos and hopefully begin to answer for Rashi. Okay, so let's finish off the Tosfos. Let's make sure we have this point clear. Okay? The idea is that Tosfos gives two terutzim. Tosfos gives two terutzim of why it is that you need to do a bedika by chametz to avoid Shem Yavalachlo, even though we don't find such a din in other Isurim in the Torah. In Chametz we do, but in other Isurim we don't. What's the pshat for that? Why is it that Dafka here, they have this Din Rabbanan? So Tosfos says the first Mahalach is based on Lobedili Minei and maybe Isurino also. That was Talim Machlokas Achronim. It's a combination of Isurino together with Bedili Minei. Second Mahalach of Tosfos is because they took the lead from the Torah. The Torah was Machmir by Chametz and said Bali Rabbali Matzei. So therefore they came along and said also, let's be more Machmir and say that you need to get rid of Chametz. No other Yisurim have Bali Rabbali Matzei, and therefore no other Yisurim have this special halacha. They need to be Bodik and Mavar. That is basically the two terutzim of Tosfos. Tosfos basically brings out a nafkamina Ladina between these two terutzim. He ends up saying it's not really a nafkamina because of a low plug, but it should be a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what if you have chametz, which is not included in the din of Bali Rabbali Matzei? For example, chametz noksha and tarovas chametz, which according to Rabbeinu Tam on daf mem beis amud aleph, is not included in Bali Rabbali Matzei. So would there be a din of bedika and beer midrabanan regarding those things? What's the answer?
No.
B'chaira, it's tali in the two terutzim from Tosfos. According to the first taretz, that the reason why it's the medika and beer is because of why? Lo bedili minei. So what would be the halacha in these things?
Get rid of it.
You would have to get rid of it anyway. Even though it's not bali rabbali matzei. Mashen can go to the second taretz, that the chumra to get rid of it stems from the fact that there's a chumrah of chametz, bali rabbali matzei. So these things which don't have the chumrah bali rabbali matzei, would you have to get rid of it? L'chayra not. Seemingly, it's a nafkamina between the two terutzim. And this nafkamina is brought out by the Tosfos here. Tosfos ends up saying it's a low plug. Like the Ran, Chidushi Ran speaks out mafurish, it's a low plug. And therefore, if it's chametz, it's a problem, no matter what, independent of whether it's Bali Rabbali Matzei. But Be'etzem, it should be a nafkamina. And the Tosfos HaRashba, which we saw yesterday, and Tosfos and Peretz also, by the way, speaks out the same thing. They say that they are taka a nafkamina. This case is taka a nafkamina. And it's only according to the first Teretz of Tosfos that it works. The second Teretz of Tosfos is taka difficult. That's how Tosfos comes out. Second Teretz, the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rashba, I mean, that the second Teretz of Tosfos does not work with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam only works with Lo Bedili Minei. That's how Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rashba come out. Again, we mentioned it's a stira between Tosfos Rashba and the Rashba quote in our Tosfos. Tzarechin. I don't have an answer right now, but Be'ez Hashem Tchias Amazim, which will be Zeichus soon. We'll ask Tosfos, we'll ask the Rashba what's going on with that. Okay?
Well, we might have a different shot, because then he found Tosfos Rashba.
Okay, fine. Al Kopanim, this is what we've said thus far, and we ended off yesterday with speaking out another point. A Hakira, which can also help us to appreciate another potential difference between the two terutzim of the Tosfos. Okay? What's the Hakira? The Hakira we found also in Shiurei Rav David Pavarsky, Os Samach Vav. He speaks it out so beautifully, it's Mamish Kishmak. We spoke it out yesterday, let's go over it again. Before we get into it, does anybody want an air conditioner? Yeah?
Which room is this?
Five. Okay, we'll try to remember to do that in advance next time. Maybe agent T on the case. Okay.
She said, "See you."
Yeah.
We're
on the recording. Can only say when he disappeared, right? Anyway, so here we go. What do we say? We say like this: Rav David Pavarsky gives us the Hakira. Now, I want everybody to pay very close attention because this is something which takes a while to understand. It takes us time to really chap what exactly. Rav David Pavarsky starts with a P. No? Come on. Okay, let's see. Rav David Pavarsky. What's Rav David Pavarsky saying over here? Okay? What's Rav David Pavarsky saying? He has a Hakira. We need to pay close attention because there was a lot of confusion about this in the Beis Medrash. And I want to make sure we get it clear. Okay? This is a Hakira, which is a very Gishmak Hakira. It's basics in the lumdus of our Sugya, of B'dikas Chametz, of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Let's get it, Clark. Zakt Rav David Pavarsky like this. We know Tosfos is learning, there's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, Shem Yavalachlo. We're afraid you may come to eat it. Chazal made a Gzeira, get rid of it, in order to avoid that. Let's clear a Hakira as to the nature of this gzeira. I'm going to use some Hebrew terminology, some lumdisha terms. Okay, you ready? There's something called the geder of the takana. The geder of the takana, in English, I'm referring to the nature, right? That's called the geder of the takana. The way Chazal set it up. Then there's something else called the inspiration or the motivation. That's going to be referred to as the tam of the takana. The two things that we're discussing here are the geder of the takana and the tam of the takana. Okay? Rav David Pavarsky is giving us a hakira in the geder of the takana. Tosfos is talking about the tam of the takana. Let's focus on the geder of the takana for a moment, okay? The nature of the takana. What's the hakira? Hakira is like this. This, the Chazal came along and made a takana derabanan to say what? To say that you need to do a bedika and be mevayer your chametz to make sure you don't have it. This, the Chazal said such a thing. So what is that? What's the nature of that takana? Is it osiyog? What does the first mission of Pirkei Avos say? Right, Asusiyog Vatayra, very good. Right, Asusiyog Vatayra. So, there's a siyog. Chazal don't want a person to be over the issue derives of eating chametz. So what do? They make a siyog, a fence, a harchaka. Right? They create something to help a person avoid the Aveira D'Oraisa. There's many Xeris D'Rabbanan. Chazal all over the place have Dinim D'Rabbanan, Xeris D'Rabbanan, which they institute in order to prevent a person being over D'Oraisa. This is another example of one of them. That's one tzad. Another tzad of the Hakira is saying it in a little bit of a different way. The Pshari is not that Chazal just came along and instituted a chumrah, a gzeira d'rabbanan, to prevent eating chametz. No, it's more than that. Chazal looked at the sugya of chametz, and they said like this: there's a din d'oraisa of bal yerah bal yimatzeh, din deraisa bali rabbi levatze, which as soon as a person does bittel, so now there's no bali rabbi levatze anymore. We are going to latch on to the din deraisa of bali rabbi levatze, and we're going to incorporate our din derabanan of bedika and bior into that din of bali rabbi levatze. How are we going to do that? Like this. We'll say like this. Even though normally Bali Rabbi Limatze goes until here, right? You do Bittel, that's it. This is the cutoff point. You did Bittel, no more Bali Rabbi Limatze, you're done. Came Chazal and said, no. Even after Bittel, Bali Rabbi Limatze still extends until you do Bidika and Biur. When you do Bidika and Biur, that's the end of Bali Rabbi Limatze. Now, it's important to recognize, it's not pshat that they're giving a new definition to the Doraisa. That's not what's taking place. The Doraisa remains. With Bittel, you got rid of Bali Rabbi Limatze. But Midirabanan, what they did was, they said, ignore Bittel. Bittel doesn't help. You need Bali Rabbi Limatze goes until you do B'dik and Beer. That is a second way of looking at the geder of the takana. It's not just simply, let's throw on a takana, you have to do bedika and bior. No. The takana of bedika and bior was incorporated into the parsha of Bali Rabbi Limatze. Yeah? Do we hear the difference between the two tzedadim? Yeah.
So if you don't do bedika, will you be over the derisa?
No. Well, you did bittel?
You did bittel, but it throws away.
Right. You did bittel, did not over the derisa. That's what I'm saying. Make sure that you're aware it's not that they're tampering with the derisa. It's not that they're changing the derisa. That's not what's happening.
Not changing derisa.
It's a derabon.
They're just throwing away. Since you didn't do bdika, you were never, according to the chachamim, you never fulfilled by getting rid of Bali Rabbi Matzah.
Derabanan.
The entire.
Derabanan, you never fulfilled Bali Rabbi Matzah. Right? Doraisa, as soon as you do Bittel, no more Bali Rabbi Limatze. Midrabanan, they said, Bittel's not enough. You need to do more to get rid of Bali Rabbi Limatze. Right? Durabanan. Yeah.
You know, I hear what Shari's saying, because it's like, if you don't fully mean to nullify the chametz, it's like you didn't.
Who said anything about not fully meaning to nullify the chametz?
I'm saying, according to the chametz.
Who said anything about not fully meaning to do bittel?
Then the Shulchan
Aruch. Well, slow down. Did we discuss? We didn't mention that. That's not what Shragi was saying. Shragi's saying a different point. Now we're talking about, if I do bittel, there's no doraisa anymore because I did bittel. Chazal came along and said, but you still need to do bedika. If you don't do bedika, there's still Bali Rabbi Limatze. I want to make sure that we're all aware. That din of Bali Rabbi Limatze is a din derabanan. It's not deraisa. It's derabanan. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, we're all on the same page? Yeah? What?
Say, so, Kodachama, you never did Bali Rabbi Limatze. So now you didn't fulfill Bali Rabbi Limatze. So is that
correct, derabanan. Correct, you're right. Derabanan, you did not fill the Bali Rabbi Limatze. Correct. Deraisa, you did. Derabanan, you didn't. Correct. Okay, these are the two tzedadim. It's two ways of looking at the geder of the takana, the nature of how Chazal instituted the takana. Now, comes a Dabbe Pavarsky and explains these two tzedadim in the Chakira in even the first teretz of Tosfos. He says this. Remember, the first teretz of Tosfos was, why is there a chumrah of bedik and beer? Because why? Because we're afraid you may come to eat it. Because why? Magic words? Lo bedili minei, right? Not Bali Rabbi Limatze. Lo bedili minei. The second teretz of Tosfos is because why?
Because
Bali Rabbi Limatze. So, we would have said, oh, the first teretz holds like the first side of the Chakira, right? First teretz talks about, you may come to eat it, lo bedili minei. That's like the first side of the Chakira. Chazal just came along and put a chumrah to a siyag to prevent you from being over the Doraisa. The second teretz of Tosfos holds, Bali Rabbi Limatze, Ah, that's the second tzad of the chakira, that the getter of the takana is the extension of Balyura Balyumate. It lines up so gishmak, so smoothly, right? Isn't it so beautiful? So beautiful. That's what we would have said, which is taka how I learned originally. But then comes along David Pavarsky and says, you could say that, and maybe you would even want to say that, but you don't have to say that. You could say the chakira, both tzedadim of the chakira in the first teretz, and you could say both tzedadim of the chakira also in the second teretz. How could that be? First teretz doesn't mention Bali Rabba Limatze. How does it fit with the second side of the chakira? The second teretz mentioned Bali Rabba Limatze. How does it fit with the first side of the chakira? Right? Yeah? We're all on the same page here? The teretz is that Rav Dovid Pavarsky is explaining a chakira in the geder of the takana. Tosis is explaining two terutzim of the reason for the takana. Those are two different things. One is what motivated Chazal to create a takana. Okay, good question. Tosis gives two terutzim. Teretz number one. Lo bedili mineh, you may come to eat it. Isuriana, you may come to eat it. Chumr. Teretz number two, what motivated Chazal? The Torah says, Bali Rabba Limatze, it's a chumra by chametz. We don't find other things. That's what motivated Chazal. Two terutzim of what motivated Chazal. Rav David Pavarsky is explaining a chakira, not what motivated Chazal, but after the Chazal had the motivation, how did they go about making the takana? What was the nature of the takana that they put in place? It's two different discussions. And that's why you could put both Tzadim and the Chakira in the first Teretz, and both Tzadim and the Chakira also in the second Teretz. Either one goes. And that's what he does. Rav Dovid Pavarsky says it could work. Both Tzadim in the first Teretz, both Tzadim in the second Teretz. He ends up saying that the second Teretz does work a little more geschmack with the second side of the Chakira. It's true. You can't deny that. It does sound that way. It implies it, the way the Torah writes it. But at the end of the day, is it muchach? Does it have to be? No, it doesn't have to be. It could go this way, it could go that way. Yeah? So far, so good? Good. Excellent. Now, it's very important that we understand that point. Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually brings, it's a halacha sefer. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is a halacha sefer. It's one of the most accepted halacha sefarim that Klal Yisrael has. And the Mishneh Brura in almost every single page quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav l'halacha. It's a major, major sefer. It's incredibly accepted. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav is discussing the reason why we need to do bedika and biur. And he says, L'chayra, it should be enough to just do bittel. In Simen Tuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel, Zok to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, bittel is not enough. You need to do bedika and biur. Why? What does he say? Listen to these words. He says, Chachamim Gazru, She'ein bittel v'hefker, Mayil Klum L'chametz. What does that sound like? Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's taking sides in the Chakira. What is he saying? He's saying that the reason why you need to do bedika and biur is because Chazal made a takana d'rabbanan, which, what was the geder of that takana? Which tzad of the Chakira? The second tzad. That they made a geder of the takana and said, bittel doesn't work to get rid of Bali Rabba Limatze. You want to get rid of Bali Rabba Limatze, you know what you need to do? You need to do bedika and biur. That's how you can get rid of Bali Rabba Limatze. Until you do that, you are going to be over Bali Rabba Limatze d'rabbanan. Midrabana. Now, does he tell us what inspired Chazal to make such a takana? Yes, he does. In the next Sif, Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, why did Chazal make such a takana? Why did they suspend Bittel for Bali Rabba Limatze? Why did they say that it's not good enough on a Durabana level? Why? Zakt, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Two reasons. One reason is because bittul and hefker is something which is dependent upon a person's mind, a person's thoughts. And therefore, we can't rely on the fact that everybody's going to do a good job in their bittul. This is a point which he's bringing up. B'li neder b'ez Hashem, we're going to get more into when we see it meforish inside in the Ran. So for now, I'm not going to talk about it, but he does bring up another reason. He says, a second reason. What's the second reason? Listen to these words. Lefisha adam ragil b'chalashana b'chametz. A person is accustomed to chametz all year round. Umachmas rigiluso karavu l'shikcha. Shiyishkach es yisuro v'yochal mimenu. Im yemurach v'vulo v'pesach. And because of his being accustomed to the chametz, so if you're going to leave chametz in the house, he might forget and end up eating it. Who holds this motivation for the takana of bedika? Do we know anybody who says this? Tosfos says this explanation. Tosfos says, "Sha'adam lo bedili minei." Therefore, v'chayshes shemi yochal. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Sha'adam ragil b'chal hashana b'chametz. A person is accustomed to chametz all year round. Umachmas rigilusai, and because of that accustomedness, I guess is the word. Karav hu l'shikcha sheyishkach es yisuro b'yochal mimenu. He's close to forgetting, and he's going to end up eating it. Which, by the way, is not the Chassam Sofer, right? It's not that his bread is going to get wasted. It's he's going to forget about the Yisr, right? Just parenthetically. Al Koponim, Zok the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which Teretz of Tosfos? First Teretz or second Teretz of Tosfos?
First Teretz
of Tosfos.
Second
Teretz. Lefi Shalobadili Minei. Right? Yeah. Which side of the Chakira?
Second
side. Second side of the Chakira. Now, isn't that mamish a slam dunk? That's a home run. It's a KO. Whatever you want to call it. It's clear.
Why is it the second side?
Shulchan Aruch Rav says, what's the nature of the takana? What is he saying, Sif Gimel? What's the nature of the takana? Gazru, Shein Bittul, Vavkir Mol, Klum Lachametz. He doesn't say, Gazru, that even though you did Bittul, you need a Dubedika also. He says it much stronger. He says so much more. What does he say?
Klum.
That they made, that the Bittul doesn't help. He didn't have to say that. Right? He could have just said, forget about the Bittul. You're right, there's no Bali Rabba Limate, but there's a separate shash, Shem Yavalachlo. So therefore, do a bedika. He could have said that, but he doesn't. Why? Because he holds that the nature of the takana is the second tzad. That they suspended Kilu. They made his bittul worthless. And they said, you have to do bedika. That's Bali Rabba Limate. That's what it sounds like, right? And later on, by the way, in Simin Tuf, Lamed, Hey, Sif Dalid, he speaks out Meforish that there's an Isser Durabbanon of Bali Rabbali Matzvei and a Mitzvah Durabbanon of Tashbisu because of this, even after the Bittul. There he speaks out Meforish in Tav Lamed Sif Dalid. So, therefore, we see that he holds the second side of the Chakira. Now, which side of Tosfos does he say? In line with this Pshat, the first Teretz of Tosfos. That's a clincher. It's clear that the Shulchan Aruch Rav views these two points as being compatible with each other, like we just pointed out in Rav David Pivarsky. Right? You can say the second tzad of the Chakira in the first Teretz of Tosfos. Why? Because the first Teretz of Tosfos is the motivation for the Takana. The second tzad of the Chakira is the legislation, is the Geder of the Takana. Right? Yeah, question.
Why would he do this?
Why would he do this?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Why would he do which part of it? Why does he want to go with the first Teretz of Tosfos, or why does he want to go with the second side of the Chakira? Which one?
I was going to ask, why would he go with the first Teretz, then what's going with the first Teretz, why would he not go with the first side?
Okay, excellent. Both of them good questions. Let's speak it out. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch Rav does not explain why he chooses the first Teretz of Tosfos over the second teretz of Tosfos. Correct? He doesn't explain that. Let's give our own Hezbo to this point. Why is he choosing the first teretz of Tosfos over the second teretz of Tosfos? Isn't the second teretz of Tosfos also Gishmak? Isn't the second teretz of Tosfos so much smoother with what he says in Tziv Gimel, that the nature of the Takana was Ein Bittel V'Hefker Mol Klum L'Chametz? Shouldn't he follow through and go with the second teretz of Tosfos? I'm going to suggest a pshat. 2 points. First of all, how did we start off today's discussion? Tosfos brings two terutzim, and then he follows up with a kasha on the second teretz. Right? The din of chametz noksha and tarovis chametz, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is difficult with the second teretz. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says there's no bali rabbali matzei with chametz noksha and tarovis chametz. Yet the Gemara says, Seir Yusari, chametz noksha has to be burned. Why should that be? It must be that there's a din to get rid of it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's no bali rabbali matzei, that doesn't work with the second teretz. Second teretz was basing the chiddush, the takana, on the fact that there's a chumrah by Rabbi Limatzeh. Here there is no by Rabbi Limatzeh by Noksha and Tarovas Chametz. It doesn't work. Tosas had a kasha. The Tosas answers, low plug. Chiddush Iran speaks out, low plug. But Tosas Binu Peretz and Tosas Harajba speak out Meforish that this doesn't work according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the only answer that works is the first answer. Only the first answer. The second answer is disproven by this point. And if you look in other Mefarshim, for example, in Rabbeinu David, in the Ritva, in others, they don't even bring the second answer, Bechlal. They only bring the first answer. Lobedili minei. So the main answer of the Rishonim over here in the world of Tosfos is Lobedili minei. That's the main answer. And Ramila, we understand, it makes sense that the Shulchan Aruch Rav opts for the second answer, for the first answer of Tosfos as opposed to the second answer. Right? First of all, because there's a kasha on the second answer. And second of all, because as you go through the Rishonim, you see that they Taka chose the first answer. Many of them don't even bring the second answer, Bechlal. And some of them do and disprove it, Lagabri. So therefore, okay, it makes sense that he chose the first answer. Now, once he's going with the first answer, why does he go with the second side of the Chakira? Why not go with the first side of the Chakira? That it's just Tam, a Chumra Durabban, and a Siyag. That brings us to a fundamental concept, which I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Meiselman, Rosh Shiva of Taras Moshe, and he said over in the name of his Rebbe, Yashaber. It has to do with a lot of sugyas in the Torah. He said like this, in general, and this maybe is a insight into Rav David Pavarsky Bechlal, because you can ask a question, why is Rav David Pavarsky bringing the Chakira in the first place? It's Gishmak, of course. Yes, we all enjoy the Chakira. It's Lumdish. It's beautiful. But at the end of the day, is there a reason to bring it up? What's wrong with simply saying, they made a Chumrah, finished, Siyag. They were afraid you're going to mess up. Boom, put up a fence. What's wrong with that? The pshat is, he doesn't explain why he brings this up. But this Yesoi that I heard from my Rosh Hashiva, in the name of his Rebbe, explains it. And it's a klal gadol in all of the Torah. The Yesod is like this. Chazal, what are they doing? They're creating new halachas. What are we doing? There's a halacha called Baal Tosef. You're not allowed to add on to the Torah. What are Chazal doing? Just creating Gzeiros whenever they want? What's happening here? What? It's a little funny. They can just make up halachas. It's usher for them to make up halachas. What are they doing? What they're doing is they're creating halachas to support the Torah, to strengthen our observance of the Torah. Okay, then it's mutter. It's a mishmeres l'mishmarti. It's a protection of the Torah itself. It's not something new legamri. It's just adding on to the Torah. Memela, the approach of Chazal is going to be like this. When they're creating a din, when they're coming up with a new din, they don't want to just come up with stam, a random din. Let's you know, create a new din. No. What they first try to do is try to incorporate the new din somehow within the framework of the Torah, within the Gedarim of the Doraisa. That's how Chazal look lichatchila to create their dinim derabbanan, their dinei derabbanan. And Mela, it could be that that's what's the motivation behind Rav David Pavarsky's Chakira over here. What's wrong with simply saying that they made a siyag? We're afraid a guy's going to come to eat chametz. We don't want him to eat the chametz. So put up a fence. What's the fence? Get it out of your house. Beautiful, very nice. What's wrong with saying that? And Achanami, nothing really. But he's aware of this concept that Chazal don't just stam come along and create new dinim. Ideally, they look to try to incorporate whatever it is that they're doing into what the Torah already has in place. And Memela, as long as that's an option, that's going to be the choice option. That's the first option. So comes Rav David Pavarsky and says, maybe that can work over here. Let's try to figure it out. We have a takana. Chazal are instituting this din that you need to do bedika and beer. Is it just stam, a random din? Or is there a way that we can work it into the pre-existing framework of the Torah? And he succeeds. He speaks out so beautifully, the second title of Chakira. Comes the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He's faced with a choice between the two options of what's the nature of this takana. Go for the second option. Put it within the framework of the Torah. That's the ideal of a takana derabbanan. And by the way, it's not just the Shulchan Aruch Rav. This is also spoken out mefurish, that the nature of the takana is in this way, is mefurish also in the Chasam Sofer, in Chuvis, Arachaim, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, and it's also in Chuvis Nodeb Yehuda, Arachaim, Adur Tinyana, Simen Samach Aleph. This is something which is expressed by Rav Dov Pavarsky, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chasam Sofer, Nodeb Yehuda. This is a real serious perspective on this Takana Derabbanan. And we'll see in a moment how geschmack it's going to be in the next step. Yeah, what do you say?
How does the Chacham make the first tzad, though?
What?
The second tzad is coming. The second tzad is like what Rav Yashaber just said.
But yeah.
The first tzad seems like it's opposite of that. That they're making up their
own. Yashaber is not saying that you'll never find the Takana which is stam its own takana. It could be that you will, but that's not the ideal of how Chazal look to make takanas. So, is it an isser of Baal Tosef when they come along and make a takana? No, like I explained, because why? Because when their takana is to uphold the Torah, to support the Torah, so then it's not considered that they're making a new Torah. It's not considered being maisif. Being maisif means they make a brand new din. For example, Shem Lamar champions, anyone? Finalists, anyone? For example, Lighting Menorah. It's a total new din, unrelated to anything Doraisa, right? Or Mikra Megillah, or things like that. Yeah, these are things which have no shaykhs to Doraisa. It's an independent din, the Rabbanan, and they need a biur. Why was it mutter for them to do that? That's a discussion in the Mefarshim. But a takana, which is a preventative measure, something which helps a person not be over Doraisa, that's okay. That's not a shiloh, because it's supporting the Torah. Okay? Even then, they will look, ideally, to try to incorporate the takana within the pre-existing framework of the Doraisa. Salad. Shmack. Beautiful lumbus. Okay, fine. So now, this is a beer of the Taisvis. We see Klar in Shulchan Aruch Harav that he's taking on like the first Taisvis of Taisvis and simultaneously going with the second side of the Chakira. It's a crystal clear, rock solid Mar Makom to use. Even before the Dabavarsky. Dabavarsky is great too, but you know, Shulchan Aruch Harav is like one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, you know what I mean? He's serious business. Okay, Al Kopanim. So we have over here a beautiful Mahalach. Now, let's in the final minutes of today, let's take this. We finished up the Tosfos basically. Let's take this and bring it back to Rashi, to the discussion of Rashi. How are we going to do this? Because in the back of our Gemara, we have what's called the many Achronim, which in some versions of the Gemara, they put it together in something called Yalkut Mefarshim. In other versions of the Gemara, it's called Hagos V'chidushim. It's a collection of Achronim, which are printed according to the Daf, and they organized it. And over here in the back, we have the Cheshek Shloima. Cheshek Shloima has a Mahalach over here. It's a famous Mahalach, where he comes to be Miyashiv Rashi from Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand why Rashi says, because of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. Rashi should really be saying, because Shem Yevul Achlo. What's wrong with Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei? Just do Bittul. You already got rid of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. So therefore, Zok Tosfos, I don't like Rashi. And he drops Rashi. Zok Decheshek Shlomo, we don't have to be so quick to drop Rashi. Listen to this.
Why would you have Rashi?
Tosfos Kasha. Zog Rejek Shlomo. He actually says a different teretz first, but I'm going to skip over that for a second. And we're going to go to the second teretz that he gives. It's towards the bottom of the piece. He says like this. He says, Barmindain, Nireh, besides of the first teretz, I'll tell you anyway that Blabach Ilo Kasha Midi. It's not really shver. Why? The Nireh, the Abdikar Atam Yishub Shabi Yabalachlo, even though it's true. The Iker is really because why? Shemi Yavalachlo, he says. Even according to Rashi. Even according to Rashi because of Shemi Yavalachlo. Boa, so why does Rashi say Bali Rabbali Matze? Look at what he says. Speaking of Allah, Shagazu Chazal, the Lomahani Bittel, Azafilu Makam Lojah Xera Azar. Whoa, hear this. What does he say? Zag de Cheshek Shlomo. Rashi is maskim that the problem over here is Shem Yavol Achlo. So why is it Bali Rabbali Matzei? Because precisely what we just explained from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Rav David Bavarsky and the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer. That once Chazal came along and made their takana to do Bedika and Biur because they were afraid Shem Yavol Achlo. So now, where do we stand? Well, let's see. What is the nature of the takana? What's the gedder of the takana? Zakt all these achrayim. What's the gedder of the takana that they made ki'ilu? He wasn't mevatel. They made it that the bittel didn't help, and because the bittel didn't help, so now he is back to his din of being oiver bal yirah bal yimatzei. Midraban. And Memela Zakt Rashi, Boitkin, why do you need to do Bedika? Because why? Shelai Yavar, Olav, Bebal Yirah, Bebal Yimatzeh. Zakt the Cheshek Shloime, what does Rashi mean? He means exactly this Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He means exactly the Nodav Yehuda. Midrabanan. You're going to be over Bebal Yirah, Bebal Yimatzeh if you don't do Bedika and Biur. Because Chazal made a takana that says that even if you do bittel, there still is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. And that's what Rashi means. Is that unbelievable? Unbelievable. What a pshat from the Cheshek Shloima. Unbelievable. Yeah. We have a Rashi who is explaining to us why is it that you need to do bedika. Why does the Mishnah say you have to do Bedika? Rashi says, Shlo Yavar Olav, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. Nerdy not going to be over the Yisurim of Bali Rabba Lumatze, which Tosfos understood means that if you don't do B'dikah, you'll be over the Isidore Raisa of Bali Rabba Lumatze. And therefore Tosfos asks Kashas on him. He says you could get rid of that with Bittel. Mm-hmm. So what's the reason for B'dikah? Comes Tosfos and says, Shem Yavalachla. Beautiful, very nice. What about Rashi? What, are we going to leave Rashi on the dumps over here? We need to give him Shafa Rashi. We can't just leave Rashi on the side. Zog de Cheshik Shalayma. I have a Shafa Rashi. You know why Rashi says, Labra all of Bali Rabba Limatze? You know why? Because Chazal made a takana. Chazal were afraid that you're going to come to eat the chametz if it's in your house. Even if you do, Bittel. And there's no Bali Rabba Limatze, do Raisa. But they made a takana to create a Bali Rabba Limatze Dirabbanan. Even after Bittel. Until you do B'dikah and Beer. So why are you doing B'dikah and Beer according to Rashi? Because you don't want to be Oiver Bali Rabba Limatze Dirabbanan. What? I never heard of Bali Rabba Limatze Dirabbanan. What is that? That is the situation which exists after Chazal made their takana to say that Bittel doesn't work. You need to do B'dikah and Beer, get it out of the house, because otherwise you might come to eat it. So essentially what Cheshek Shlomo is doing is he's telling us that Rashi really agrees with Tosfos. He agrees with Tosfos. What version of Tosfos? The Shulchan Aruch Rav version of Tosfos. The Noda Buda version of Tosfos. The Dov Varsky version of Tosfos. That's what Rashi agrees with. Yeah.
For sure, totally the Shulchan Aruch Rav. How do we know it doesn't hold a second answer of Tosfos? It works with him fine.
What, we said a little bit, Dili Minei and versus the Seder and Chanami. That's not the prat that I meant to get into. The point that I was bringing out was in the Geder of the Takana. That's
not exactly what the Shulchan Aruch Rav necessarily.
So, yeah, that detail in Chanami. But the point is that it's a Shem Yavala Achlo. It's a Takana Durabbanan because Shem Yavala Achlo. And the nature of that Takana Durabbanan of Shem Yavala Achlo is that they said that even after Bittel, it doesn't help. They're still in Avei Rabbal Yerabbal Yimotze, Al Kopan Midurabbanan. That. Okay, in Noda Biyuda also, I don't think, if I remember correctly, I have to double check. I don't think it speaks out before the first Tarets or the second Tarets of Tosis. But the Lumdus of the Geder of the Takana, that's clear.
And we don't know what Rashi holds about that. About what Teretz uses.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm clear.
Seemingly he agrees with Tosos' first answer. That's what we're saying, Rashi?
It could be that the Lashon of Rashi choosing Bal Yura Bal Yimatze maybe would be Meram is more the second Teretz. It's not clear. It's not Mucha. What do you say?
We're saying Rashi agrees with Tosfos' first answer?
Yeah.
Completely?
Isn't that amazing? How does the Cheshek Shlomo pull that off?
I'm
the Tosfos asks a kasha on Rashi. He blasts him out of the water. He pushes, drops him on the side. He goes off on his own shot. And comes the Cheshek Shlomo and says, Tosfos, my dear friend, Rashi's saying the exact same thing as you. In different words. Unbelievable. Isn't that wild? That's what's happening here, the Cheshek Shlomo. Right? And we'll get to, Kiel's point in a second. But that's what the Cheshek Shlomo is doing over here. Isn't that wild? It's mamish wild. It's incredible chat. Unbelievable. Yeah, Kiel, what are you asking?
I'm just confused how Rashi says that the reason we search is for Valiant, how does it ultimately
because when Chazal made a takana that you need to do bedika, because they were afraid that you may come to eat it. So what is the geder of that takana? What is the nature of the way they steldevek that takana? How do they set up that takana? So we have a chakira, two ways to look at it. Either stam, they made a siyag. They made a fence to prevent people from being over Doraisa. You know, they don't want somebody to be over as Doraisa, so they put up a harchaka. Right? For example, I'll give you an example. Kriyas Shema by nighttime, you're only allowed to say until Chatzos. Is that really the Zman? What does the first Mishnah say in Shas? First Mishnah in Shas. Right? The Zman is really Adalos HaShachar. So why until Chatzos? Lama Abru Chacham Mar Chatzos? Lashon of the Mishnah. K'dei L'harchik Adam Min Aveira, the Mishnah says. It was a way to distance a person from being over an Aveira. Right? First Mishnah in Shas. That's why Midirabanan, you need to say Kriyas Shema before Chatzos. Okay? Maybe same thing over here. Midirabanan, they made a Gzeira. We don't want you end up eating chametz. You're going to leave chametz in your house? Yeah. Midoraisa, everything is fine and dandy. But you might end up eating it. So therefore, it's problematic. It's scary. Get it out of the house. Midirabanan. That's one pshat. Or, second pshat. No, it's not simply our chaka. What they did was, they went into the sugya on the Doraisa level, and they said, look at the Doraisa. The Doraisa says there's Bali Rab, Bali Matze, if you have it in your house, right? So what are we going to do? We're going to make Bali Ratze, Bali Ra, and Bali Matze apply until you get it out of your house. Right? So that means that what they're doing now is they're creating a din bal yirah bal matze derabbanan, which the only way to avoid it, the only way to not be over it is by being bodek and mevayer, getting it out of your house. When Rashi says bedika is shelo lavar olav bebal yirah bal matze zok techeshik shlomo, that's what he means. He means the din derabbanan of bal yirah bal matze. That's what he's referring to. Klar? Excellent. Okay, so we'll review it tonight. It's not klar yet. Bez Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we have Night Seder. It's a beautiful Mahalach. And Bez Hashem, hopefully, Bli Neder, we'll be able to appreciate it better. And tomorrow we'll point out the difficulty. Okay.